So good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姐妹。
So before we turn to our passage, let's have a word of prayer.
当我们看圣经节之前，我们先有一些话祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父。
We ask that you would speak to us in the person of your Son.
我们求你借着你自己的儿子向我们说话。
This morning that we would all hear his voice.
今天早晨我们都能听见他的声音。
And that his word will shape us so that you will be glorified.
他的话能够改变我们好叫你自己得着荣耀。
And we pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to do a series on Romans. So let's first turn to Romans 1:1.
我们一起来看那个罗马书一章一节。
So let's read Romans 1 verses 1-7.
我们一起来看罗马书一章第一节到第七节。
Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God.
耶稣基督的仆人罗马，保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the holy scriptures.
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
Concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh.
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。
Who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活。以大能显明是神的儿子。
Through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake.
我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。
Among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ.
其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我写信给你们在罗马，为神所爱，奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠、平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
All right, let's now also turn to Romans 16.
我们再翻到罗马书十六章。
25-27. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心。
But now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith.
这奥秘如今显明出来，并且而且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
To the only wise God through Jesus Christ.Be the glory forever. Amen.
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。Amen.
All right, so before we look at the text specifically,
在我们看这些经节之前，
the reason that we read the passages at the opposite ends of this letter,
为什么我要读这个罗马书的头和尾？
It's because theBook of Romans is structured like a sandwich.
因为这罗马书好像就像一个三明治一样。
The outer parts are like the bread, and they correspond to each other.
外面的两头是好像那个面包。
Then you have the next inner parts, and they also correspond to each other.
这两个面包好像是遥相呼应，但在当中的实在啊、也是啊、那个实在的内容也是遥相呼应。
And then you have the central part of the gospel, the meaty part in the center.
啊、在中间实在就是福音的内容，就是好像我们三明治里面的肉。
And we know that a lot of people, maybe teenage boys, want to just go to the meaty part in the center.
啊、我们在这边在座的一些啊、青少年可能直接就要去吃那个当中的肉。
However, we must have the bread also because that complements the meat.
啊、但是实在也需要吃那个面包，因为这个实在能够跟这个肉是放在一起的。
And so today we will be looking at Paul's greeting at the beginning and his postscript at the end.
所以我们今天要在这里看，一起来看保罗他一开始的这个、问安、和最后的他的结尾的地方。
So the word gospel comes from the Greek, which is euangelion.、
这个希腊字、福音这个希腊字就是好消息。
It was considered good news because when the Roman Empire was expanding,
这个好消息，这个字起源一开始是因为那个罗马帝国在那里扩张。
And when the military has conquered a new, province or area.
当那个军队在那里占领得胜一个地方的时候。
So messengers on foot will bring the good news back.
那些送信的人他们会就是把这些好消息带回来。
That the emperor has already triumphed in glory.
这样子、这个帝国就在那里为着这个得胜而在那里欢呼。
So the gospel is an accomplished past tense victory.、
这个 gospel, 这个福音好像这个好消息就是在那里传这个得胜的信息。
And so after the battle, then the Romans would administer peace in the newly acquired region and made it part of its empire.
当他们得到这个领地以后，他们就会在那里传扬这个平安的这个消息，好叫他们的心都能转回。
So when Michelle and I, we went to visit our dear, dear, beloved brother Jason G.
当Michelle, 伟伟和我一起去去访问那个 Jason G.
In Shanghai, we went to a neighborhood called the French Concession.
我们在上海参观了一个地方，那就是过去的法租界。
Originally it was a place that was governed by French laws and French culture.
那个地方是受法国的这个法律和这个政府的这个影响。
And because of that, they had a lot of freedom of religion, and both Stephen Kong and Watchman Nee ministered there.
就是因为这个原因，当时的江弟兄和倪弟兄在那边可以在那里传福音，有很多的这个自由，就是传福音的自由。
It is also where my mother is from.
这也是我母亲从那里出来的。
And it is called a concession because the French gained it through a series of treaties at the end of the Qing Dynasty.
这个地方叫做租界，因为是法国特别跟当时的中国政府有一些协商，最后有一些条例所建立的这个地方。
And later on, Japan took over that land.
以后呢，日本侵略占领了那个地方。
But once French ideas and its culture made inroads, that is hard to completely eradicate.
当法国在那个地方占领一段时间，变成一个文化，变成一个习俗，很难从这个地方完全的清除掉。
So we will go more into this, but the idea is that the picture of the gospel is that once it gains a foothold, then it can have the power to change people deep within.
我们不会再多讲论这些，但是同样的，当福音能够到这个地方被广传以后能够得着人心慢慢的可以在人的身上做工。
So I'm going to present the outline of what we're going to talk about. So first,
我想简明的说一下我今天要传讲的这个纲要。第一，
We will see in verses 2 and 3 how the prophets in the Holy Scripture focus on Christ.
我们要看第二节和第三节，就是这些众先知在圣经上是怎样来应许主耶稣基督的。
Especially how he is the descendant of David.
尤其是他是从大卫的后裔生的。
Second, we will then see how the resurrection powerfully declares that Christ is the Son of God.
In verse 4. Yeah, 我们将要看到这个复活的大能，叫我们的主耶稣从死里复活，能显明他是神的儿子。
And then finally, in verse 5, we will see the third part, which is how the gospel leads to the obedience of faith among the Gentiles for God's glory.
第三部分就是在第五节，我们将要看到在万国中要叫他的名，叫人为他的名信服真道。
So let's see how the prophets focus on the person of Christ.
首先我们先来看众先知怎么说到我们的主耶稣基督。
The first subpoint is that Romans 1-2 says that God promised the gospel beforehand through his prophets in the scriptures concerning his son.
这个小点说到罗马在这个众先知在圣经上面早就应许我们的主耶稣基督。
You remember on the day that Jesus resurrected, he sought out two disciples leaving Jerusalem on the road to Emmaus.
我们记得当我们的主耶稣复活以后，他找到那两个门徒，当他们在回以马忤斯的路上的时候。
They were confused that Jesus was crucified, but then women discovered the tomb empty on the third day.
他们在那里有一些不知道这个事情到底是如何，因为他们觉得主耶稣已经钉死在十字架上，而有妇人回来告诉他们那个坟墓已经空了。
And we can pick up the story in Luke 24, verses 25. To 27.
我们可以一起翻到那个《路加福音》24:25-27.
And this is Jesus speaking. He said to them, O foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
Yeah, 耶稣在这里对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things to enter into his glory?
基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Then, beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
So Jesus said that these two disciples are slow to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
主耶稣说这两个门徒他们实在就是心的心太迟钝了。
So what did the prophets speak about?
这个先知到底说的是什么话呢?
So you can find prophecies about Christ in almost every single book, but they also are unified.
我们可以在旧约每一本先知书里都能看见在那里有人讲到我们的主耶稣基督，而且他们都是有一个统一的这个信息。
So for example, on the cross, we see that he fulfilled in the law that not a single bone will be broken.
在十字架上有说到我们的主他那个没有一根骨头是被折断的。
Or in the poetic books like the Psalms that they cast lots for his clothing.
在诗篇里头也讲到他们为他的礼衣沾灸。
Or in the prophecies of Zechariah that they look upon him who they have pierced.
在先知撒迦利亚书里头有讲到他们在那里仰望被他们所扎的人。
So the phrase promised beforehand means that God has made provision of Jesus long before his birth.
这个实在是讲明在很早很早以前先知们已经在那里认说，而且我们的主耶稣要诞生是 早就被预定了。
And Brother Han used to illustrate this well when he said,
我们韩弟兄曾经有这样说过。
That when you go pick up someone at the airport that you've not seen before,
当你去机场去接一个你从来没见过的人。
That you want someone to give you their, you know, their hair color, their weight, their height.
你需要有一些 ，sorry.
对
呀。你需要有一些关于这个人的讲说，他的头发的颜色啊，他这个人体重啊。
And so, so when we think of the prophecies promised beforehand, we sometimes think of them as individual incidents that are being fulfilled.In the life of Christ.
当我们在这里看到那个先知在那里讲说我们主耶稣基督的时候，已经把他的一些特征说给我们听。
But if we see how here Jesus says, he says that was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?
但是在这里我们看到主耶稣说的是，基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Mm-hmm. So we want to notice the word here about necessary.
我们想要知道这个应当这个字。
This means that these events had to occur.
这就说明这些受害或者是进荣耀实在是需要发生的。
And even the seemingly least, or seemingly insignificant prophecy is actually of great importance to God.
虽然好像在这里觉得在先知的这个预言里头，这些好像看起来。不是那么重要。
Because as it says here about the enter into glory, God is very serious about Jesus attaining glory.
因为在这里讲到主耶稣进入荣耀，实在是我们的父非常非常看重的。
So the scriptures thus point out how this would happen even before it happens, so that we can recognize, accept, and honor the Son.
在这里我们要详细来仔细来读圣经，要看查考这个事情为什么会发生，又怎样发生，好把荣耀归给神。
So if we take a look at Romans chapter 1 again,
我们再翻到罗马书一章。
Verse 3 says, concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh.
认到他儿子，我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
This idea, descendant of David, according to the flesh, means that Jesus came as a man to rule as a king.
这里说到我们的主耶稣是从大卫后裔生的，照着肉体来说，就是说到我们的主，他是要道成肉身来到地上。
And you recall that when David became king and he was living in a very nice palace of cedar?
当我们看到我们的大卫王，他当时成为王以后，他是住在那个香柏木的宫里。
He was discontent that the ark of God was living behind tent curtains.
但是心却得不到满足，因为他知道神的这个约柜仍然住在帐幕的里面。
So because of his desire to build a house for God,
因为他心实在愿意为神建一个殿。
God made a covenant with David where his throne.Will be established forever.
神就与大卫立了这个约，而是他的后裔将有一位从他的后裔要一直坐在这个宝座上面。
So Jesus was a descendant of David, as you can see in the genealogies, to fulfill God's promise in the flesh.
所以从家谱上来看，我们的主耶稣基督确实是从大卫的后裔生的，是为了要使这个应许成为现实。
And a descendant of David reveals the presence of the king and kingdom.
说到这个大卫的后裔，我们就会想到这个国度和国王。
And therefore, Jesus had to be born a man of royal lineage in order to restore man's authority on earth.
所以我们的主耶稣基督必须是从王的这个家谱里面被出生，而且最后要坐在这个宝座上面。
So when the archangel Lucifer rebelled and gained control of the earth,
当那个罗斯福天使长在那里背逆神的时候，
So God wanted to deal with him through another creature, namely man who was made from dust and was lower than angels.
所以神为了要跟他征战对付他，就是从尘土里面兴起了另一个被罩，就是人类。
So it was through this seemingly weaker creature that God wanted man to make right the cosmic order.
虽然看起来是被天使比天使更加微小的，但是呢，神要借着人能够使这个 创造的这个世界创造的秩序能够被重新恢复。
But that human, that weaker creature must depend on God.
但是这个比较弱的这个被罩是必须来依靠这位神。
Because it is not glorious for God, who is an uncreated creator, to snuff out a creature.
这个看起来一点都没有荣耀，当我们的神在那里建造这个，就是创造了这个被罩，他不来听从这位神。This
is why God chose man to rule the earth and have authority over all things that creep on the earth, including the serpent.
这就是为什么神创造了人。 来管理统治这个地上所有的一切，包括这个地上爬的蛇。However,
humanity also decided to rebel against God.
可惜的是，人还是决定在那里违背了神。But
where Adam failed, Jesus triumphed.
当亚当在那里失败，但是我们的主耶稣却是得胜。But
Paul shows us that the gospel concerns Christ, and that Christ is the man that God has always wanted to rule.
在这边保罗说到这个我们这位主他实在是得胜了又得胜在那里掌管了所有。So
when the gospel is being spread to Gentiles, we are then taking territory that belongs to Satan and bring it back to God's original purpose that man shall rule the kingdom.
当福音被传到外邦的时候，就从这个被 撒旦所管辖的地方重新夺回来归给神。So
usually through the Bible, the heart is depicted as soil. Or the heart is depicted as soil.
Soil. 这个在圣经里头，这个一般来说比较难说的就是把这个泥土从地上取来。
So it seems as if that if as Jesus wins over heart after heart, that's like the gospel recovering land for the kingdom.
当我们的主在那里传播他的福音的时候，好像是从一个心到另外一个心，一个土到另外一个土，为的是要得着这个人。And
the message that is proclaimed in victory is the gospel.
在这里要传说的这个得胜的信息就是这个神的福音。
So then, now let's move on to our second point, which is that the resurrection declares Christ as the Son of God.
第二部分我们要讲的就是这个复活的大能，让我们的主从死里复活，显明这个他是神的儿子。Romans
1:4 says here, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。So
the first subpoint we want to see is that the resurrection declares Christ as the Son of God because only God can triumph over the grave.
在这边讲到这个，只有我们的神他能够胜过死亡，胜过坟墓。But
before we talk about resurrection, we must talk about what is life and death.
在我们讲这个复活之前，我们必须要讲到什么是生，什么是死。Because
life does not mean just existence, nor does death mean non-existence.
这个生并不是说只是存在而已，这个死也不是说不存在而已。Because
we often use the example of a dead leaf on the sidewalk is not dead because a dead leaf on a sidewalk is not dead because it does not exist. Sorry. No, that's not it. A dead leaf on a sidewalk is dead not because it doesn't exist.
我们在这里说到这个就是掉在马路边上的这个树叶它死了并不是说因为它不存在
But it's because it is separated from the source of its life
是因为它与那个生的那个源头所隔离了
It does not connect to the tree and does not fulfill its purpose
因为它不再与这个树相连也不能行这个本来叶子所需要有的功用
Similarly, we are dead in sins not because that we do not exist, but because we are separated from God and from His purpose.
说到我们死在罪中，并不是说我们真是不存在了，而是因为我们与神分离隔绝。
That's when an Old Testament person dies, he goes into the world of the dead fully conscious.
说到旧约里面那些人死亡的时候，他们实在里面是有这个良心的发现。
So if you see here in verse 4, that's why it talks about the resurrection from the dead.
在这边第四节说到从死里复活。
The realm of the dead is so powerful that once you go in, you cannot come out.
当你进到死的这个氛围里面，实在是太强大，你不能从里头出来。
So if death is a power, then one must have a stronger power to counteract it.
所以这个复活的能力一定要胜过这个死的能力，才能从死里出来。
So if resurrection were to occur, then it would declare the resurrected one as the Son of God with power.
当这个复活真的是能够得胜的时候，我们在这里可以看到能够用这个大能来显明是神的儿子。
Because this is a stronger power.
因为这个确实是一个更强的这个大能。
So that's why John 10:17-18 says,
在约翰福音第十章十七节
I lay down my life so that I may take it again.
我将我的命舍去好再取回来
No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative.
没有人夺我的命去是我自己舍的
I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again.
我有权柄舍了也有权柄取回来
So resurrection is not just life out of death.
这个复活其实还不仅仅是从死里复生
But life going into death and coming out as life
就是这个生命进到死亡里面再从死亡里面出来还是生命
So that's why God was so pleased when this happened that on the day of the resurrection
所以我们的神实在是非常的欢喜在那一天我们主耶稣从死里复活的那一天
The Father God said, You are my son, today I have begotten you.
我们的父在那里宣布,你是我的爱子,今日我生了你。
So the resurrection declares that Christ is the Son of God.
这个复活在那里显明了我们的主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
But why is it here that it says it's according to the Spirit of Holiness?
为什么在这里说是按照圣善的灵呢?
So in Acts chapter 2, As Peter is giving his sermon,
在使徒行传二章，彼得在那里传福音的时候
，So Peter illustrates how David's psalm about God not abandoning the soul to Hades.
那个在这里彼得说到我们的主耶稣的灵魂不会被撇在阴间
，was not actually about David himself, but about Christ.
不是因为大卫自己，而是说到基督。
And because Christ is called the Holy One in verse 27,
在二十七节讲到那个圣者。
It was impossible for him to be held by death's power because death is the result of sin and unrighteousness.
实在这个死的权能不能把我们的主所拘禁了，因为这个死的这个代价是从罪和死罪的来的。
I guess an illustration for this is, have you seen someone drink spoiled milk?
这个也许可以用个比喻来看，有的人吃了这个已经坏了的那个牛奶。
They would take a light sniff at first.
他们可能先会在那里打一个喷嚏。
They would take a
一稍微喝一点点。
They would smell it.
再先闻一下下。
And it seems fine.
好像闻起来是不错的。
Then they put it in their unsuspecting mouth.
完了他们就放在自己的嘴里。
And then immediately an explosion of milk proceeds from the mouth.
完了那个坏了的牛奶就从嘴中, 一直到身体的内部。
But this illustrates how death seems to be able to lock the straws around the Lord Jesus. Or death puts the Lord Jesus into its mouth.
哦, 在这边好像说到这个死亡把我们的主耶稣放到死亡的那个口里。
But because of the holiness of Jesus, death could not swallow him into the belly.
因为我们主是那样圣洁,
so because Christ is holy down to the last thought.
所以我们的主他是一直到最后,
now the same spirit that led Jesus to live a holy life.
同样的这个圣灵也是引领带领我们的主。
It's the same spirit that resurrected him from the dead.
也是同样的这个圣灵叫我们的主从死里复活。
And this same spirit gives life to all believers.
这个圣灵, 同样的圣灵也赐给了我们所有相信他的人。
And one can say that the spirit of holiness was the reason why Christ is called Christ.
所以这个圣灵也可以说为什么我们的基督叫做基督。
Because Christ in Hebrew is Messiah, which means the anointed one.
在希伯来文里面,这个基督的意思就是, 这个被受膏者是这位弥赛亚。
The reason why someone is called anointed one is because that they were commissioned by God to fulfill a purpose.
这个被膏者这个意思实在就是说,这位是受膏且被派遣去做神的工。
Like kings, prophets, and priests are all anointed by God to fulfill a purpose.
就像军尊的祭司, 他们也是这样受王的这个差派去做工。
So long before, as you can imagine, in the Godhead, the Son of God is not designated as Christ.
也许在最早之前, 我们知道在神格的里面, 我们的主耶稣基督一开始还没有被, 命名为基督。
But when he carried out the purpose of God in redemption and salvation and such, then he is anointed as Christ.
当他接受这个, 这个使命, 为了来拯救人, 救赎人的时候, 他被, 高称为基督。
So Christ not only gained a physical body in the incarnation through the Spirit,
我们的主耶稣基督不单单是借着圣灵得着了这个, 肉身, 这个就是道成肉身的这个肉身。
But in the resurrection, the Spirit also created for him a corporate body, that is us, the church.
借着这个复活, 给他, 而且造了这样一个团体的这个身体, 也就是教会。
So finally, the third part we want to look at is verse 5, which talks about through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake.
第三部分我们要一起看的就是第五节里面的，我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。
The gospel of Christ brings about the obedience of faith.
这边讲到神的福音, 叫人能够信服真道。
So, the obedience of faith, this phrase also is in the last part we read, Romans 16:26.
这个信服真道这个, 在16章的27节里面也有讲到。 26节里面有讲到。
So the phrase suggests that the gospel is not just about saving faith at the beginning of a Christian's life.
这个幸福真道不单单只是刚刚起头得救的那个,
but a continual faith that goes throughout every day of a Christian's life.
而是一个天天经历他在成长的这样一个幸福真道。
So every day to see Christ as Lord and King.
每一天我们在那里看我们的主的时候是为主为王。
So although he is the Savior, it is also to see him as King.
虽然他是我们的救主, 我们看他也是我们的王。
Do you find it very fascinating that this book of Romans is about the gospel?
在这边觉得很惊奇的是这本书是说到是一个福音的书。
But in the first seven verses in this greeting, you do not see things that you would expect you would find.
在前面的第七节是讲到你可能不会预料到会讲这些事情。
For example, in the first six verses, you do not find words such as grace, forgiveness, Savior, love, or mercy.
在这六节里面你没有看到这些字,比如说像得救啊,救恩啊,或者是恩惠啊。
But actually God takes us, instead of just looking at ourselves, but instead to focus on what concerns himself.
不是在那里讲到我们这些被得救的人,而是把我们带到来看我们的主耶稣基督。
That's why there's imagery showing the idea of Lord versus servant, who's Paul.
在这边讲到我们的主,也讲到他的仆人,保罗。
And that he is the king as the descendant of David.
他是这位王,是从大卫的后裔生的。
So this is almost similar to why do the Gospels start with Matthew instead of Mark, which was likely written first.
这也就是为什么福音是从马太福音开始是讲到这位天国的王,而不是从马可,马可是讲到神的这个仆人这一部分。
Because the idea of obedience of faith is that we have to obey the king.
这个讲到幸福真道,实在是因为我们要幸福这位主,这位王。
And that obedience needs faith, as well as faith needs obedience.
所以这个幸福呢,实在需要这个信心,这个顺服需要信心。
So the obedience of faith is required all through life because salvation is not an end goal, it is a process.
这个顺服的心呢,这个幸福呢,实在是一生之久的。
The glorification is the end goal.
因为这个得救并不是最终的目的,而是荣耀才是最终的目的。
Just like Romans 8, 29 and 30 says, For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
在罗马书8章29-30节里面讲到, 因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样, 使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So glorified here means to be conformed into the image of the Son.
在这边讲到得荣耀, 实在就是要像他儿子的模样。
So glorification does not mean that in the future we would have, let's say, a millennium reward and such, and we consider that glorification.
这个得荣耀并不是说在千年国度的时候我们得做一些奖赏而已。
That is very glorious, but here the being glorified is to be conformed into the image of the Son.
虽然这也是很荣耀,但是在这里讲到的荣耀实在是要像他儿子的模样。
So I really like the story that Brother Christian Chen used to tell.
实在很喜欢陈其珍弟兄原先曾经讲过的一个故事。
So a younger man wanted to take a photo of an older man, older brother in Christ.
年轻人喜欢在那里拍照为年长的年老的弟兄们。
The younger brother wanted to take pictures of this older brother for memory's sake.
为着这个留个纪念的原因,他喜欢跟年长的弟兄一起拍照。
One single older brother, yeah. And so the older brother said he didn't look too good because he was balding and he had white hair and wrinkles.
那个年长的弟兄呢,确实不太喜欢,因为他觉得自己老了,脸上有皱纹,完了秃头。
So the older brother said to the younger brother, why don't you wait a few years when Jesus returns?
所以这个老弟兄就跟这年轻弟兄说,你能不能再等几年,就等主耶稣回来就好。
Then I will be glorified and resemble Christ.
那个时候我就会有这个荣耀,看上去像我们的主耶稣一样,那个荣耀的身体。
That will be a photo worth keeping.
那样的照片实在是值得留下来。
So as Paul puts it here in Romans 1:5, the obedience of faith is for his name's sake.
所以在这边罗马书保罗说到这个信服真道是为了他的名的缘故。
The gospel is thus the way for Father God to magnify and exalt his son.
这个实在这个神的福音就是为了要叫神主因主耶稣的名得着荣耀。
So how then do we apply these to our lives?
这些怎么能应用到我们的生活当中呢？
So one is to see the full extent of the gospel in Romans.
第一我们要看见在罗马书整本罗马书里面那个福音的这个整个的这个内容。
Do not see it just as salvation, but as a process ending in glorification.
不是只是看到仅仅得救，而是要看到这一个整个的一个过程，最终要得荣耀。
And the second and third points are about the obedience of faith.
这个第二、第三点呢，是讲到我们要顺服。
The second point is that we want to be obedient because we see Jesus as our Lord and King.
这个顺服讲到的就是我们要以我们的主为主为王。
Because Romans will present for us the process, how we accept the work of the cross, or how we walk according to the Spirit.
在罗马书讲到我们是怎样来接受主为我们的救主，还有就是我们怎样在那里每天来顺服，来让主在我们身上做工。
And that takes continual obedience.
这个实在需要一直的在那里顺服我们的主。
And the third is about faith, that we must have faith in the power of the gospel.
第三部分就是要讲到我们要有这个信心，看到这个这个福音，这个实在是有它的大能。
That the gospel is not only to change non-believers, but it's meant to change you.
这个福音不单单是为了要拯救那些还没有相信的，好，其实它是向着我们这些信的人，是要来改变我们。
That we are changed with ever-increasing glory into his likeness.
我们在那里改变，一天一天能够更像他得着荣耀。
So thus pulling back, let us return to the story that we mentioned at the beginning of this message.
我们再回来看这个我们在一开始讲到的这个故事。
We said that the gospel was a proclamation of military victory at the outskirts of the empire.
讲到这个罗马帝国在那里传这个好消息，当他们在得着一个新的领地的时候，他们回来报告这个消息。
And how it takes ground from the enemy and puts it over to that of the domain of Christ.
是从敌人的那个领地里面得着放在我们基督这个国度的里面。
And often it starts small and then moves on to 120 people.
一开始是很小的，慢慢慢慢变成120个人。
And eventually the good news also affected Paul and he fell before it.
接着就是开始在那里得着了这个保罗，他变化被主得着。
And then a small group of Romans, the recipients of this letter, are also now the called of Jesus Christ.
这个在保罗写这份罗马书信的时候，这些收信人他们也开始称为属乎主耶稣基督的人。
And although the small group of Roman believers were at the heart of the mightiest empire on earth at that time.
那个时候这些这个小的这些人群他们实在是在那个罗马帝国的这个中心。
But we know that it was the Roman Empire that fell, but the kingdom of Christ endured.
所以我们知道这个罗马帝国在这个地方被耶稣基督的福音击败了。
And the French concession today is still a small part of Shanghai.
这个法租界仍然是在上海是一个很小的一个地区。
And it has some cultural influence. You could see people eating, croissants and crepes.
你可以看到这个文化的一些渗透，因为你看他们吃的是法式的面包。
But the gospel is not just about influence.
这个福音其实还不单单是一些些的影响和渗透。
As we've seen today, the gospel leads to absolute obedience and submission.
我们看到福音实在是要整个的我们这个人来顺服。
That once there is a foothold in someone's heart,
当这个福音在人心当中得着一点点，
God then can use the gospel to expand the ever increasing kingdom of God that does not end.
这位我们的神就在这个里面开始做工，得着越来越多。
So thus let us end with the last verse of Romans.
我们用罗马书的最后一节来结束。
So here it says, To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen.
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿门。
So let's now have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你为着你自己的独一儿子。
I want to thank you that he became a man.
谢谢他成为人。
So that he can die on our behalf.
他可以为着我们死。
We also want to thank you for the resurrection from the dead.
我们感谢他从死里复活。
And now we all have a blessed hope and a future.
所以我们有这个荣耀的盼望。
So because of what you've done, we ask that we would return and respond in this obedience of faith.
因着你所做的一切，我们在这里求告，好叫我们能够来信服真道。
That in the coming weeks and years, that we'll constantly remember that Christ is our Lord and King.
在将要来的这个时间里面，我们真是能够记得我们的主耶稣是我们的主，我们的王。
And thus we want to pray this in His name.
我们感谢赞美奉他的名。
Amen.
Amen.